Severiana Novas Francois moved to Sanford, Florida from the Dominican Republic 3 years ago. She brought her kids, and she says she's thankful for a lot of things the United States has to offer. But when she tried to sign up her three daughters for the subsidized health care program, known as Florida Kid Care, she was denied.
I can't believe it. Even in my country, there's no many opportunities to people. Life is hard there, but at least you can have health care. At least that.
That's because even lawful residents in Florida must wait until they have lived here for 5 years to apply for Florida Kid Care. And so for 3 years, Severiana has been in and out of the emergency room with her three daughters. The reasons? Bicycle accidents, allergic reactions, and a flu.
Okay, take it to the emergency room, but what later? No, don't pay the bills? No.
And also, when you go to the emergency room, at times, you are sent home without any follow-up care. So if the problem returns, it's going to reach an acute level again before the child has to come back to the emergency room.
Diana Ragbeer is the director of public policy for the Children's Trust, a children's advocacy group that is supporting the bill. She also says caring for children in the emergency room doesn't just cost the parent a lot of money, it also costs the state if no one else pays the bill. This waiting period used to be a federal requirement. Ragbeer says it later became clear that when it comes to health care, it's cheaper for states to pay for preventative care than it is to treat illnesses. And in 2009, the government gave states the option to cover legally residing immigrant children immediately without the 5-year waiting period.
And if the federal government says that our state can cover them, I think we should be covering them.
That's Republican Representative Jose Felix Diaz from Miami. He and Senator Rene Garcia of Hialeah are sponsoring the legislation. Since 2009, 26 states have dropped the waiting period. Last year, the Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration estimated that dropping the waiting period would cost the state $500 million. That was because some broad language in last year's bill suggested it would set out to cover undocumented immigrants as well. Ragbeer of the Children's Trust says this year's bill is clear about who would be covered.
So that adds comfort to some members of the legislature who are concerned about that.
The state would have to pay nearly $20 million, and about $49 million would come from matching federal funds. Diaz says now the bill looks like it has a better chance at passing.
I am optimistic. I do think that we have a better than average chance of passing this legislation and helping these kids this year.
Severiana even made the 4-hour trip to Tallahassee and urged lawmakers to pass the bill. But in the meantime, she hopes her children stay healthy.
You keep it with the finger crossed all the time so your kids don't get sick. It's hard.
She's even considering taking them to get a checkup with doctors in the Dominican Republic when she visits this summer. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.